I want to express in my heart how wonderful it is to be together. We're talking about spiritual practices today at this in-gathering, those activities which connect us with the miracles of life and the divine, and coming together on a Sunday morning to celebrate life in beloved community is certainly a spiritual practice, which we engage in right now. I want to lift up my newer co-worker. She's Celeste, come over. Come up. Celeste Lamb, if you haven't met her, is our new administrator. You can stay right there. Just get Celeste is a blessing to our community. Everybody wave at Celeste. Give her, greet her at fellowship hour. These activities which connect us with the miracles of life and divine are so sustaining to us. I'm really grateful Robert Schindler's here. We have an ASD program that's starting on the 14th, and Robert's here with a cohort from the Cherry Hill UU Church. You can talk with them in the fellowship hour, and Sharon Mafuru and Carolyn Scott are sharing on this topic today. A week ago, you can remember, the forecasts were for Hurricane Dorian to crush into Florida. Many folks in the South Florida region dropped everything they were doing, rushed around, trying to get prepared. John Murphy of Palm Beach, who has lived through two very tough hurricanes, he knows how painful they can be, both during the hurricane and after. Last week, John was preparing for Dorian, and he went into the second grocery store he could find and saw that they also were out of bottled water. Later that day, John sat in line in his car for 45 minutes at a gas station hoping to fill the tank. And when he had moved up to being just two cars away from the pump, they announced they were out of gas. John just felt his blood pressure rise. He felt the stress in his body. And he went home. He felt like whipping pillows at the wall or the floor. But instead, he grabbed one pillow, took it to a corner, found a small table to bring there as well with a candle, and John created what he calls his Zen Den. This is a small, simple place where he can go and light the candle, read a poem, and take quiet. And John says that in these last days, taking time in his Zen Den has helped him stay calm and positive. Susan Thomas of Coral Gables was was watching the Weather Channel 24 hours a day, biting her nails. She said literally her body went on and off shaking, just was tremorous. And she decided to turn off the TV, and she downloaded a meditation app to her phone, and she started listening to meditation talks. And it guided her through meditation where the bell would ring. It took some silence. And in that experience, Susan says she's able to focus less on the things she cannot control and more on the things that she can do, like help somebody on her block. Even in the face of disaster, people turn to spiritual practices to find a sense of grounding. And they're there for all of us in times of ease and times of challenge. I enjoy talking to people about their approach to spiritual practices, their experience. I like to hear people's background. I'm sure you very well may as like to talk about it as well. Most people I talk to agree that it's a good thing. They see the value for others and for themselves, but I hear some common sticking points that hold people up in their struggles of doing the spiritual practices. One sticking point is folks say that spiritual practices can feel too selfish. You have others that need you, your children, or a sibling who's struggling, or your job, and you just can't justify making the time for yourself. Or folks, many folks I know focus on the unfairness and suffering and injustices in the world, the systematic oppressions that are real and tenacious, and think it feels self-indulgent to go off of my justice work to just sit in quiet by myself, let alone go to a yoga class. And we know from experience that when we engage in spiritual practices, we become more effective in caring for others and working to help them, working to make the world a better place. We become more effective agents. If that alone needs to be your reason to do them, grab it. Personally, I've struggled a lot with this, and I want the kids to hear this. I grew up Unitarian Universalist from diapers in a church that was very dedicated to social justice. There's a Third Unitarian in Chicago, has a gorgeous tile mosaics in the back, Harriet Tubman, Dr. King, Gandhi, Jesus. And around me, when I was growing up as a child, I had a lot of people who I looked up to who were dedicated to social justice their whole lives. And by the time I was a teen, I was committed too. I said, I am going to be a person who dedicates myself day in and day out to working for justice, imperfect and as many mistakes as I make, but I'm going to be dedicated. And a lot because of this faith, I have been. But then I hit a lot of sticking points. First of all, I developed an unhealthy relationship with alcohol that took me off my life. And I got very sad and depressed, actually. And I realized I did not know how to do things that made myself happy, let alone feel peace. So I realized through pain that it's a both and I have to learn how to take care of me. So spiritual practices has been a big part of my way back. Prayer, meditation, writing in a journal. And it's really, really important. Dr. King put it in a way that I think is really helpful for us to think about. Anger can be toxic. It does no good for the individual to hold on to that anger, even when the anger is absolutely justified. Because many times there are absolutely justified feelings of intense anger. But letting go of that and finding a way to get into love is a better way to go, including for making the world a better place. Spiritual practices can help us let go of the anger and create space for curiosity and grace. Spiritual practices can help us to recenter and rebuild ourselves and to be a part of recentering and rebuilding our communities. On Thursday, I was thrilled to attend with people from all around the region a workshop run by our interfaith justice organization, POWER, Pennsylvanians Organizing for Witness and Empowerment. And one of the activities we did on that day was engage in one-on-one conversations, asking each other, what's important in your community? How do you think POWER is doing? And I invite you to participate. This is going to be a multi-week, multi-month process in the whole region, including in our church, which is a member. But in those conversations, I was really touched because one of the priorities we held up was that the person asking the questions is committed to seeing the other person and hearing the other person and honoring the other person. The goal is for the person sharing about what's important to them to feel seen. feel heard and to feel honored. So I think that that is a wonderful way to focus for me and maybe for you as well. See, hear, and honor. Whether you're walking in the woods or painting with watercolors or reading poetry, if I see what's happening, hear it, and honor it, it can transform me. People who engage in spiritual practices in the middle of a natural disaster, including John and Susan, can respond to what's happening in front of them with life-changing and life-saving compassion. When they're in that spiritual practice, they have the compassion to do ever more in the moment. And during a wide variety of experiences, we can all increase our sense of peace and well-being, we can increase our compassion capacities, and we can take time and connect ever more deeply and magically with the miracle of life and divine.